It's a new Prisma Ilya Dojin featuring her and Kuro getting
the stars
fucking
the
ass blasted. Featuring fucking just a mess getting absolutely glazed. It's fucking unbelievable, man.
Somebody says, Dougal, are you going to lie to me and say Grim Aloe does nothing? Why do we know who this character is? But like, judging by this picture doesn't look that lolly. So, okay, this is a good point. A character being flat and small doesn't really make them a lolly. Like the teacher from Index is not a lolly. Like,
fuck,
they have
Jack
to be a kid for them to be a lolly for me. Like, Petanko isn't lolly.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I guess it's such a gray line. Like, I guess you have Lollibaba, which is that way. I don't fucking know. And I really don't care either. I'll just pew to whatever the goddamn hell I please. But, somebody's saying, how can you be a massive Abby fag and not be a lolicon? Because I love pretty much everything about Abby other than that. Like, she's more of a Dotaru to me. I love her spooky eldritch bullshit. I love her, like, Halloween color design. I love the, like, witchcraft stuff. Like, she just checks a lot of boxes for me. But I have no desire to fuck Abby.
Can I tell you of another character kind of like that? That kind of... That just... Like, I'm not... Okay, so I should probably clarify that when it comes to the doujins and shit and the, you know, just images in general that I just save or favorite. I'm very... Like, it's very straightforward. I mean, you guys all kind of, like, are familiar with the characters I like, or the types of appearances. Like, I like Vert from fucking Neptunia. I like Saori from Girls in Panzer. I like basically most, like, either modest or just big-titty characters. And a lot of the time, that's just pretty much what it, like, comes down to. Or if the character's, like, blonde or some shit, that's usually a weak point for me. Or, you know, everybody fucking knows that I like Sanae from Toho. But when it comes to, like, any type of, like, lolly-type character, can I just say that fucking, like, what, like, you know, you guys know how, like, Kanko has a million fucking doujins, right? That Roe girl, the little tanned one with the white hair, it just fucking does something to me, man. I don't know what it is. It's like, I don't know what it is. But that character design just is fucking good. Like, very good. Like, is there anybody who doesn't like that design? Or, like, has never looked at a Roe doujin? Because, like, it's like, fucking Christ, man. Like, I don't give a fuck about Kankole, but Jesus Christ. That is one of the best lolly designs I've ever fucking seen in my life.
Nice.
That's your input?
I don't really... The only Kankole I really like or care about is Kongo, so I have no input here. I do like Tenryu, because there's this one Tenryu doujin called I Told You Supply Depot, This Tenryu Is For You, where...
I think I've seen that one. I think I've read that one.
The Supply Depot has, like, a massive cock, and, like, Tenryu can't help but fall in love with it and, like, get addicted to it. And I'm not even usually, like, a large insertions guy, but the whole facet of, like, oh, it secretes pheromones, and Tenryu can't help but, like, get addicted to sucking her cock. It's like, goddamn. Well, patrician as fuck.
There's a lot of doujins I read purely for, like, the comical factor. Because there's a lot of stuff that just doesn't do anything for me, but there's also a lot of funny shit involved with certain fetishes. And I will read it simply just to fucking laugh. Because there's a lot, actually. Speaking of stupid fucking doujins, there is one that involves a megaphone
uh-huh.
that I gotta post for you guys, because